Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to Burnt Cookbook Party, an original Pathfinder campaign set in a unique fantasy world, where four heroes of varying skills, attractiveness, and stupidity race against time to prevent a war. I'm Jenna Stieber, and I play Estra Blepp, a fey-addled half-elf oracle who is exactly who she says she is. And I'm joined by...
Andrew Hansen, playing Johnny Brightchild, a hot and sunny Ifrit Resort Spa paladin, eager to help and flex.
Caitlin Stadahar playing Patty Hertz, a ratfolk ranger dandy with a nose for gossip and for cheese.
Paul Lukemeyer playing Zelf, an elven battle chef carving a name for himself in the high-stakes world of magical cooking.
And we're, of course, led today, and for the rest of all time, by our very tall GM and world builder, Justin Green. Justin, did I oversell you by saying you were really tall?
I'm a giant at 5'11".
You upsold him.
Right? Our GM of average height, Justin Green.
Whoa, now...
He grew spontaneously when I said that and broke through the roof of his building.
I don't even think I'm the tallest person on the podcast. I feel like Paul is taller than me, but I can't prove it.
Paul is pretty tall.
We could definitely prove that, because I imagine you both know how tall you are.
Both have it on your driver's license,
maybe. I think we should just keep it a mystery.
Ooh. Okay, yeah, yeah.
So you guys get some rest. You are able to reset your spells and abilities finally.
Perfect.
You are able to heal.
Hey.
Yay, healing.
Woo. When you wake up kind of late on 4 day, you guys have 3 days before the reading of the will.
Yes.
If there is a lot more of a long-term downtime activity that you want to devote these 3 days to, you can kind of do that. And in a small chunk here, I know there was some journal research that we had talked about.
How wanted are we slash specifically in this in Mjolnir? Like, how able are we to move about freely around the city?
Caitlin, that was something that I was going to introduce to you in a second, but I will do it now. So
okay.
You will have an opportunity to learn and also influence information that is trickling in from Fainalyn. So the longer that you guys stay in Mjolnir, the more information will reach it.
Love it.
Oh. So every day you can use your rumor influencing power to either... block or change or whatever you want to this information. The DC will get increasingly tougher, but if you are also consistently making your DCs, then you'll get a bonus as you're kind of controlling it.
I freaking love this.
I love your macro level abilities to like affect trends in society. Yeah, and culture.
I love it. It's so cool.
So today, Patty, you learned that not much has made it here yet. People know that there was some sort of attack on Fainalyn and that the city is in lockdown, but details beyond that are still unavailable. There is some concern, like what's happening, what's going on. People know people in Fainalyn that they can't reach. Grocers who you make deliveries to Fainalyn, they can't get in.
Interesting.
So if you want to influence that information, you can make a DC 19 check. Your charisma plus your level.
Yes, I want to use that. And I think my goal, at least at the outset, is to, rather than change any information, I want to try to prevent more details from coming in right now. Okay. Because I'm happy with the fact that things are sketchy.
Cool.
My charisma is plus 3. I have rolled a 10, so that gives me a 19.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly. Perfect. What you needed.
God, so good.
So yes, Patty, you are successful in preventing that from going any further and keeping a watch out for any more information coming in so that you can block it as soon as that happens.
Excellent. Nice. And I think the way that I'm going to accomplish that is by every person who mentions some sort of rumor out of Fainalyn, I'm just going to gaslight them into believing that they did not actually hear that.
Isn't it crazy how you can mishear Fainalyn at, like...
God, right? I've heard that people of certain... I don't want to be rude, but low intellect sometimes hear things about Fainalyn and believe it, but, you know, they're wrong.
What a ridiculous power that I'm so grateful for.
Oh, I'm so excited to get to flex my rumor influencing muscles finally.
What were the rest of you guys thinking?
It's hard, guys. Like, ever since, like, the memories from, like, Lorhan have been, like, in my head, like, things have been kind of strange. I think I need to go back to Shadow End because, like, I think I need help getting this straightened out. I could probably just, like, split off. And then join up with you later.
He says, fulfilling my prophecy immediately.
In the interests of the party, I think that we need to lay low and keep out of sight of Windhorn's forces. And he represents a great force of legality in the area. Personally, I want to be here for the reading of the chairman's will, although that doesn't have much to do with our unit as Shadow End cadets.
No, but I'm very invested in it.
I'm also very interested.
Well, like, I was really just thinking, like, I could probably just take the train, right? Like, it's pretty fast.
Wanted criminal takes public transit.
Well, we're wanted in Fainalyn.
That's true.
I don't think people are going to know me, right? Like, I'm not, like, famous.
Johnny.
What?
You can only leave if you promise to take someone with you.
Oh, no. Well, like, I just figured I'd go by myself. That way, like, you know, I wouldn't, like, get in the way of, like, cause you all probably have things to do in Milnor, like, you know.
What am I saying? They let Johnny out of prison just because he was so charismatic in the first place.
Yeah, Cassian thinks you're an unwilling participant. Justin, how long is the train from Milnor to Shadowend?
So it's a little bit closer than Arrow Peak, which takes 4 hours.
I mean, you could potentially go and then come back. Is there something you really want to do in Shadowend?
I kind of, like, want to tell Mistmourne what was up. Like, I know, not everybody likes to, like, you know, report to the authorities. So, like, I figured I'd do that.
And we can hand off the letter that she gave us that now has somebody's blood on it.
She's going to be so mad, guys. She's going to be so mad.
Should we, like, look for Nerixena or something like that?
We don't have a lot of leads for Nerixena.
Oh, right. She's on a religious mission.
Which is the craziest excuse.
It's not she's dead. Listen.
She's very busy.
Like, I didn't even know that Nerixena was, like, could be given religious missions by Aurum, but...
Yeah, it's pretty messed up, Johnny, if it's true. It's a weird one.
I doubt it's literal. It could be highly euphemistic. If you send somebody to find their god, there could be a lot of meanings to that.
Like being murdered.
Moidalized.
Zelf, do you have any spells or magic that can identify blood? Feels like a thing you might have.
No.
No. Yeah, it's so sad.
I don't know. Justin, is this a setting where I could use craft alchemy to do, like, a distillation?
I wouldn't be against letting you use craft alchemy or something along those lines with something to compare it to.
Right.
Okay.
So I think we should hold on to it.
Then I was going to probably, like, see if I could fix our door. Like, so our room isn't open. But after that, I promise, like, I was just going to show right back up. Like,
I don't know if I think either of those are high enough priority.
Johnny's been carrying the guilt of that broken door with him this whole time. I damaged school property.
Well, like, that's why, like, I would just go. Like, because, you know, we've still got a couple days. Like, I think it'll be fine.
Yeah. Listen, Johnny, none of us are your taskmaster. And I'm going to level with you. Any of us going with you, it adds a different flavor to the chaos, but it doesn't seem to squelch the chaos. So, yeah, I think if you want to go, I think that's fine. I don't know.
Boy, I can't think of a good way to do this without Johnny immediately bringing all of the authorities back with him to find us. But maybe that's fine.
I think Miss Morn will be on our side. I think she'll see the chaos.
Oh, for sure.
We'll have figured things out by then.
Oh, I hadn't assumed that. Okay, Caitlin. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's fine. We'll figure it out.
And listen, as long as we get to see the will reading, I'm fine going to prison.
I've got two things I want to do today, Justin. One is I want to follow up on some rumors of my own. I just want to catch what's been happening in and around Mjolnir lately to see if there's any, you know, anything they need to watch out for. Second thing is I want to somehow get a message to Manny in Shadowheim.
Manny!
That he needs to come meet us here. And I don't know if there's like a telegram service or if he can have Groton send a letter. Or if Johnny's going to go and Johnny can just bring him back with him. I don't know.
I could do that.
I'm looking for options on that one, but that's my intent.
Cool. Estra, what's on your mind?
Estra, God, didn't bring any copies of her book with her to this new city, which is a real missed opportunity for an entrepreneur.
That's a real business fail, Estra.
Right? She's kicking herself, but probably not worth it to have gone back to her apartment after they were wanted by the police. Anyway.
Do you have any, like, copies in your room at Shadow End? I could pick up a few books for you.
Johnny, actually, yeah, I do have a box. I have a box of Train Your Brain Gremlins. It should be by all the printing equipment. Just bring it on up, yeah, and I'll peddle it around. That would be so useful. Johnny.
I was hoping you were going to have to instruct Johnny on how to use the printing press to print new copies for you. I just hope that he remembers the instructions.
It catches on fire.
I had this idea of, like, what if using the printing press did take an attack roll and Johnny was really good at it?
I use a Blade of Mercy on the
printing.
Okay, no. Yeah, Johnny, bring me back a box. That would be really useful. In the time being, I want to go out to eat at fancy restaurants. I got a little money saved up. I want to enjoy the largesse of this city, assuming it's still affordable. Because sometimes you go to fancy places and it is like, oh, no, no, no.
Cannot.
No, not, no amount of savings I'll ever have will be enough to justify this.
So Patty would really like, A, to go out to eat at fancy restaurants with Astra, because she loves that.
Yes.
I was also thinking that I would like to, and a fancy restaurant might fit this criteria, try to figure out some places where, like, just like big shots, movers and shakers, maybe people in politics hang out, and sort of keep an ear out for any talk about, like, what the fuck is going on with the prince, with Gamweir's death, this sort of larger conspiracy that we're seeing. I want to know what the 1% has to say about this.
Oh, yeah. I think the Devon Halls are probably popular conversation subjects in Mjolnir.
Mm. Absolutely.
Justin, I think that kind of dovetails with the rumors I'm looking for. I think all three of us are going to go out to dinner.
I awesome. Love that. We're just restaurant hopping. Oh, it's going to be so fun.
Make a knowledge local or diplomacy check to gather information as you guys are bouncing around these different restaurants.
My diplomacy sucks. So I'm going to make a knowledge local check. It's a 20.
Nice.
I'm going to go diplomacy. Mine are exactly the same, it looks like. But, I mean, I'm not a local, so maybe I'll be better off with diplomacy.
I will also diplome.
Oh, no. I rolled a 1, so I got a 6 on my diplomacy check.
I rolled a 17 for a 28 for my diplomacy check. These are my people, Patty.
My streets.
Patty is really embarrassed because she thinks that she's high class, but she is not fitting in these nice restaurants. It's been a really long time since she's eaten in a nice place like this, so she's just going to sit quietly.
Whereas Astra knows that it's all just frippery and being an asshole, and those really come strongly to Astra.
And then, Johnny, you're boarding a train and returning to Shadowwind?
Correct.
We're never going to see Johnny again.
Bye!
Bye forever.
No. Make a perception check for me, just for this trip.
No. Oh, no, I got on the prison train.
Oops.
I rolled a 17 for a total of 16.
Wow, that's pretty good for Johnny.
I know, right?
Nice. Hell yeah. Nice. Yeah.
See, he's fine on his own.
He looks left and right when he crossed the street.
Oh, it's like that show where they send children to do errands. It's like we send Johnny to the grocery store by himself.
I'm old enough.
I can do it.
Out of control.
After Johnny departs on the train, the three of you remaining in Mjolnir head over to the restaurant district. It looked big from the boat. It's even bigger walking down the streets within this plaza. Everything is like four times as big as it needs to be. The doorways are built for like giants.
What if giants show up?
As you go from restaurant to restaurant, you are kind of just picking up on the gossip of Mjolnir. Is there a certain restaurant that caught your fancy?
Oh, Justin, they all looked really good. I like the one that only sells artisanal Pop-Tarts.
I mean, I would go there in a heartbeat. Not even joking. I do like the idea of them taking Patty to the meat-only restaurant, though.
That'd be so cruel.
Is there a particular one that people interested in the city politics would kind of hobnob at?
I think that anything in the restaurant district is going to be, you know, kind of elitist.
Okay, then let's do the Pop-Tart one. Okay. I love the sound
B&B
of that.
B&B 3.5.
The Pop-Tart place is specifically just to annoy my friend Joe. Shout out, Joe. I hope you heard this.
Shout out to Joe. Big ups, Joe.
So you guys walk into this restaurant, which you know is run by kind of an eccentric and mysterious noble. All that she serves is breakfast, and it's artisanal Pop-Tarts in strange flavor combinations that, Zelf, you know, aren't particularly good flavor combinations. They're just kind of to get a response, get people talking.
Oh my god.
It's Instagram bait, right?
Oh no, they're weird for the sake of being weird.
Yeah. Yes,
is this the place that has the poop flavored Pop-Tart? I hate that stuff. Why?
That was seasonal.
You guys get a table there. It's very bright and pink and kind of cutesy in like a cloying sort of way. Somebody brings like juice to the table to serve you. And after you're there for a bit, a woman does walk up. She is drinking from like a tall like champagne glass. Clearly very rich, flaunting it with her jewelries. And Caitlin, you recognize like her designer dress, Maushino.
Maushino, I love, my favorite.
What brings the three of you to Mjolnir this morning?
Oh, well, you know, we're tourists, so we thought we'd come to all of the best restaurants in Mjolnir. And, of course, this was high on our list. We've got to get this charcoal-flavored Pop-Tart. Oh, it's so earthy and gritty. I love it.
Delicious, yeah.
Oh, yes, it's so popular. You must try the kimchi Pop-Tart before you go. People are raving. They're raving.
That sounds incredible. Oh no, Justin, you can't make joke foods because I'm going to want to actually eat them.
That's what the cooking channel on the Discord is for.
Is it sweetened kimchi or is like...
That's what I want to know.
Well, yeah, it's got icing, obviously.
I can see how like it could work.
No, you're going down a dark road.
We're at Mjolnir, Paul.
A flaky pastry with kimchi and an icing sugar topping would be horrible.
Yeah, we're giving this lady too much credit. Saying, oh, we do like a savory crust. Do it like, oh, no, it's a straight up Pop-Tart with strawberry frosting and it's full of kimchi.
Have you had those frosted animal crackers? It's the same frosting, the pink frosting from the animal crackers. I said, give me that and give me kimchi.
Oh, no.
Horrifying.
I can't wait to eat it.
Self just leans back. He slow claps.
Sarcastically?
You're a visionary.
Okay, sarcastically, yes.
It's impossible to tell.
Oh.
He walks the lines.
I'm so glad that you came to check out my humble B&B. You know, I'm just getting started here. I'm new to the area. My name's Paltrow Mimosa.
No.
Do not.
There's so many well-established noble families here. I just thought it's time for a new noble family. What about the new rich, right?
That's right. Who's going to stand up for the newly wealthy, of which I am probably eventually going to be a part of? And so I'm going to fight to the death for their rights, assuming that eventually I'm going to be a part of that class.
Nailed it.
Through conversation with Paltra Mimosa, you discover a couple things that are happening in Mielnor. Inspector Nipip, who is hated amongst the restaurateurs, has been MIA for a couple weeks. He normally does, you know, drop-in spot inspections, but those haven't been happening. People are kind of rooting for perhaps something terrible has happened to him. Paltra is not openly doing that. You know, she's playing up a kinder attitude, like, oh gosh, you know, I have nothing to worry about, so I hope he's fine. She does mention that, you know, there's like an increase in crime in Mielnor recently, that people are afraid of something called, like, the Beast of Mielnor. But she's like, but I'm not concerned because, you know, it's mostly happening in West Mielnor, you know, all of the attacks. So nothing to worry about here. And then, of course, she's just excited for the opening of Marth by Marth. You know, everybody is excited for that to happen.
Oh, as soon as she mentions that, Astro's going to be like, oh, yeah, we got invitations to the opening night. No big deal, though. I'm certain you'll be able to get a seat eventually.
Damn.
Patty is incensed by this woman's attitude, A, towards the common folk, and B, Patty is old money, and she does not want any of this bullshit. She's going to look her up and down, you know, she's going to say, like, I'm sure that you'll get an invite. I mean, wear that Maushino number again. I mean, it's fine that it's last season. No big deal.
Wow. Her tone has changed so much.
Yes, this explains the six on Patty's diplomacy check.
She can't handle new money. Yeah.
She will talk to you a bit about Prince Erlene, who is dating the daughter of the Marth family, Lady Camilla. So they're kind of like, you know, a power couple in Mielnor. Everybody has some sort of gossip about them. But nothing, like, no actual information. This woman has no real
concrete idea, information.
Anything what they're like. Yeah, nothing.
I can't wait to follow up on whatever the Beast of Mielnor is. I'm very interested in that.
I hope it's something I can liberate. I hope it's an ingredient that escaped.
Ooh.
Awesome. Whoa.
Johnny, you arrive at Shadowwind, and you find Fort Advin is pretty much completely abandoned. You are beginning to think that no one is there at all when you just happen to stumble upon Mistmorn. She set up a memorial to the students that she's lost, her cadets who have passed. Because no longer has a squad of her own.
Oh, man.
She's standing in front of a grave that she has, one for Glorahan and one for Ibrahim Neven.
For both of them?
That's so sad.
Or one of them.
How many memorials do they get?
It's just one.
Aww.
No, it's so sad.
They were technically the same person, so.
So they only get one grave?
Oh,
God.
Oh, Graham.
They would hate that.
Whoa. Sorry. I thought I was the only one here. Is she just like holding like a silence over it, or is she doing something there?
Yeah,
like,
she's just kind of lost in thought, standing over it. When she hears you, she turns around. She looks a little surprised to see you, but she relaxes when she sees that it's just you.
And so, like, Johnny will go and stand next to her and also have some thoughts about the teammates that he got to know a little bit of. But, like, honestly, he was kind of looking forward to getting to know them better, and he didn't get the chance.
Miss Moon says, Johnny, should I be concerned that it's only you who's returned?
Should you be concerned? Probably. Because I've returned? No, that's, like, not necessarily. You know, I don't know if you've heard, but, like, there's some words going around that, like, they might have like kidnapped me and like attempted to like enact some sort of dark ritual in Fainalyn. And like, I wanted to tell you that that was not true. And that it appears that the Archmage Windhorn is a devout worshiper of Ebnir.
I did feel the ley line reopen last night.
Honestly, Zelf, like, I don't even really know what he did. He, like, kind of, like, ate it a little bit and, like, kind of, like, the rupture, like, sealed itself in some places. It was crazy. Some Mjolnir magic stuff. One thing I wanted to say also is that your friend, the headmistress, Nerixena, she was, like, gonna help us, but then I guess she, like, met my master and then went on, like, some sort of religious pilgrimage?
Miss Morn kind of squints. She says, that doesn't sound like Nerixena at all.
I was interested a little bit in it because, like, my master has, like, shown up, like, kind of, like, by degrees, like, just kind of, like, on the periphery. Like, somebody else says that they've met my master, but, like, it doesn't seem right. I don't know. It's almost like a shadow or something. But, like, my master sent, like, a pirate from Erosia to stop me, to kill me. And so, like, I didn't really think about it. I just figured it was, like, a pirate lie and stuff. But then, like, Castian said that Orym met Nerixena and that she left on a religious experience and that Castian then had to leave. And I think it ties to the fact that your student, Harville... All right, now this is also complicated, and, like, I'll have to, like, explain another flashback. But, like, basically, I want to say, like, I know how Aratus the Blood Mage was killed, and I want to say that it looks like Harville died in the same way.
She's kind of overwhelmed with grief hearing that Harville is also dead.
We're, like, at a grave site for all of her dead students, and Johnny's like,
guess who else is dead?
He stands next to her silent for a little bit, and then it's just, like... He's, like, vibrating, like, he can't contain it any longer, and he just, like, info dumps on her. Also, there's one more thing, I'm sorry. I might have absorbed Glorhan's memories.
Jesus.
And it's kind of been changing the way I interacted at Fainalyn. And also, there's a weird tear in reality in her burnt-down house. Okay, now I'm done. Sorry.
Yeah, Miss Morn is quiet for a long time as she's processing all of this. She turns to you and she says, Johnny, be honest with me. Do you think it's bad taste to bury Abraham and Niven in just a single grave?
I was kind of shocked that there was only one of them. Not going to lie.
I guess we can still add an ampersand. We could make it Abraham and Niven, maybe.
Yeah, but like you got to make sure... Like, their names are on the same line because, like, they were always fighting about, like, who the original was. And so, like, if you put, like, one on top of the other, like, I think it'll settle it.
She nods and she kind of uses your giant body to balance as she stands back up. I want to thank you for telling me everything. And I wish that I knew more to help you sort through all of this. Obviously, I'm willing to be as much use as I can be in the future. But some of this sounds beyond even me.
Honestly, Professor General, it's definitely beyond me. But, like, whenever, like, I was in the military and we were a unit, like, communication, like kind of sharing, like, what we know and stuff, I think the more people who know about this, the better. Because there's, like, some weird stuff going on. And I think that people not talking about it is, like, making it worse.
She nods. She says, the one piece... of advice that I'll give you that I want you to pass along to Zelf.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Holding on to all of that energy is not a good thing. In Erosia, where she's from, Ebnir has a large hold on the area, and many people even believe that Erosia is sinking because of a curse from Ebnir, that he's cursed the country itself. And she says that worshippers of Ebnir use waystones that are powered by evil magic, and they use them to, you know, open secret doors, get into, you know, desecrated areas specific to Ebnir worshippers to take all of that in inside of a person. She doesn't know what kind of effect that that might have. She says, similarly, Johnny, though I love Glorhan, having another person's essence inside of you for a prolonged period of time is probably going to have some sort of toll on your health.
Oh, by the way, we broke to Ansel the stuff about Glorhan, and I think, honestly, we might have waited too long to tell him, but, like, I think it went over pretty well, and I think it helped the situation a lot.
All things considered, I think it went well.
So optimistic. Talk about looking on the bright side.
Oh, bless his heart.
He's still alive, and he might need your help, you know? He's actually kind of plotting to take Glorhan's kind of, like, memories and, like, essence out of me and, like, put it back in her, like, husk of a body. And, like, I'm not super into that, but I think it's constructive and it gives him something to work towards. So, like, I kind of, you know, like, want him to have a project. But, like, if there's an alternative, I would prefer it.
She says, well, I mean, we could dispel the spell that she cast. I'm not sure if that would put her back in her body. I think it would just let her lay at rest.
Are you exerting psychic influence?
Honestly, like, Glorhan has, like, provided some, like, useful background information. And, like, there's probably still some, like, stuff I have to process first. But it's good to know that I can probably seek your aid in removing this.
She says, absolutely, anytime. Just don't wait too long.
Do you know, like, what might happen? Like, are there, like, symptoms I should, like, be on the lookout for?
Two people's essence sharing a body, it'll start to deteriorate the body.
Oh.
I would be aware of just, you know, your weakening. You feel like you're getting sick easier or more often.
Whoa.
You don't want to get out of bed, those sorts of things.
Oh, I wouldn't want to get out of bed.
You've been possessed by depression.
Holy Glorhan wasn't a goth.
I'm turning goth, no! Oh!
You've got to get it out, Johnny. You have to get out now.
You just want to listen to The Cure?
Wow. That was laser targeted at me, Paul.
Oh, man.
That would not intentionally.
Just dead accurate.
Well, Johnny will take a break from us. He's like, well, okay, I think that's all I need for now. I'm going to go grab some stuff from the room. You wouldn't happen to know how to fix a door, would you? Like, or make a new door? I saw what you did with that script on that tombstone. So, like,
I could try to lend a hand.
Oh, awesome. Like, I mean, I'm pretty strong. Like, I can carry the wood. Like, if you know how to cut it, like, I just, like, don't know. And so now Johnny would like to build a door with this.
Yes,
door.
You've got this quest log, and you're like, how many of these can I mark?
I'm marking something off. God damn it!
Perfect.
Didn't Johnny want to become a woodworker? Is this not a first step?
Yes, exactly.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that. Oh, that's so cute.
That's so sweet.
That's so cute. I felt like it's kind of like when you're making a to-do list and you put, like, make list as the first item so you can check something off right away.
Yes.
You're like, done. I've been so productive. I'm going to pour myself some sangria.
Oh, that's next on the list.
Everything's gone to shit, but I'm going to check off fix the door.
Great. Oh, well, I've got a checklist here, too. What does it say? Well, the first one's make checklist. That one's crossed off. Kind of low-hanging fruit. Remember, the next one is return all those emails I've gotten about how attractive I am. Well, that's weird. Third one is sign up for the BCPP Patreon. Wait, this isn't my checklist. Oh, it must be yours, listener. Oh, that makes much more sense. Well, I can help you out with this list immediately. Just go to patreon.com/bcbparty. If this isn't your checklist, let me tell you why it should be. First of all, you're so handsome. Second of all, we only have one tier, and it's a flat $5 a month fee. It gets you access to a ton of behind-the-scenes peeks, bonus content, ad-free episodes, and access to our exclusive and very fun Discord server. Plus, this month, we are releasing a special chat episode that we're calling the Burnt Cookbook Party Party. We answer burning questions from the Discord, provide background on our characters, and finally hold each other accountable for our naming conventions. Basically, we all got together live as a group over the winter holidays and recorded it. So we hope you enjoy it. That's all at patreon.com/bcbparty.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The three of you that are in Mjolnir, are you wanting to just continue to spend the rest of the couple days trying out new restaurants?
I do want to ask around about the Beast of Mjolnir, Justin.
Cool. I love it.
Do you want to make me a roll for that?
You rolled well. You can keep your good roll for just gathering information. So is that what we want to do with the rest of downtime is just like gather information and visit restaurants?
That's kind of all Patty had on her list to do, I think.
Just different kinds of gathering information, I think. Zelf is invested in continuing to use some downtime to research the ritual. He feels like failing to unlock the key to the time loop is a big miss. So, 4 or 8 hours a day, whatever that he's going to spend, he'll spend reading the book in Groton's room.
Okay.
But he definitely wants to help out, gather information around town just to find out what, who's who, find out what rumors there are about the chairman and his will, if any. It might be all under wraps.
This is what I'm trying to get out of you, Paul. How many days specifically do you want? Because this is the only one with like a time requirement. How many days specifically do you want to say you are devoting to the journal?
Ooh, man.
Probably 1 out of 3 days.
Cool. On the second day, which is 5 day, Patty, you start to see more details are starting to come in. There's information about the locations that were hit. The Court of the Archmage and Fainelin Academy. You also, for the first time, hear that Ebnir was involved and that they are looking for 5 suspects. For making your check on the first day, you're going to get a +1.
Yes.
Okay.
So you can add 10 to whatever you roll. Your DC is 21 for this day.
Okay, let's see. I've rolled a 16, nice. So I get to add 10. That is a big old 26.
Ooh. Oh,
beautiful.
Yes.
Beautiful, beautiful. What do you want to change? What do you want to tell people?
So Patty will overhear this. She doesn't really have an issue with any of the rumors floating around other than the number of suspects, and she's going to be like, actually, my BFF goes to school in Fainelin, and I just talked to her the other day, and she told me that she specifically witnessed that there was only one person involved, and only one person is under suspicion. Now, she doesn't know his name, but she thinks that she heard someone call him Castian.
Yes!
Yes! Damn.
Yes! Oh, we left him there, Patty! No! I don't care!
Fuck him! Fuck him! He's a shit talker. He deserves it.
If only Johnny were here to stop her.
This is what happens when Johnny leaves. He's the angel on my shoulder.
Oh, God.
Perfect. Great. As you guys are kind of walking around the restaurant district, Zelf, you are flagged down by a guy who you know that you've spoken to before, but you don't really know his name. Like, it's just always been in passing. He's somebody that was always sucking up to the chairman.
Yeah.
And so it kind of spilled over to you every once in a while. He comes up to you as if you guys are close friends and is like, Zelf, look who's back in Mjolnir. Came back just in time to apply for the Great Mjolnir Bake-Off, right? Right? Right?
Oh. Zelf forces a big old strained smile.
This fucker.
Wouldn't miss it for the world.
He's like, oh yeah, hopefully you don't choke like last time, right?
Kill himself. Turn him into a pie.
I thought you were the angel, Johnny, not the devil on the shoulder.
That's right. I'd hate for there to be any choking.
Man, did you hear what happened to Nip?
Inspector Nipip? No, I heard people haven't seen him around.
I heard the Beast of Mjolnir ate him.
Beast ate him.
Cool.
Yeah, here's hoping, man. I can't stand that guy. I had this pop-up while you were gone for like unicorn bone broth. It was called Unami.
Horrifying.
It was only up for like 4 days before he shut me down.
Well, you couldn't have believed you were using real unicorn.
I was, and somehow he found out.
I was.
Do you know how expensive that was?
No.
That's why it was a pop-up. He saved on overhead.
I'm sure it was priceless. So tell me more about this beast.
He's like, oh, yeah, it's been really fucking up West Mjolnir, man. I don't know what kind of monster only wants to eat poor people. Like, it can't taste good, right? Like, what kind of beast is just eating veg?
God, I don't even know where to start with this guy. Like,
yeah, he's like, it's not really that big of a deal. Like, mostly it's just been Garnish Town, man. Like, you don't have to worry about it.
You don't usually eat the garnish, that's true. Listen, man, you really reminded me of what being home in Mjolnir is like. I'll catch you around.
Damn.
He's like, oh, one thing that you should probably worry about is, like, I don't know if you've heard about the dentist, but, like, just watch your back. I wouldn't maybe walk around the restaurant district at night, man.
The dentist?
So there's a beast eating people in West Mjolnir, and there's a dentist in East Mjolnir.
How is this place more spooky and haunted than Fanlin?
I love that we have like serial killers to go after. I'm into it.
Self is going to bite, and I'll ask this guy about the dentist and say, should you just worry if you don't floss?
He's like, man, it's just some psychopath with some sort of grudge against the restaurant districts. I don't know, man. You know Jerry, man?
Of course I know Jerry. Who doesn't know Jerry? Everyone loves Jerry.
An idiot.
They found him with 3 toothpicks stabbed through him. Fucking, like, toothpicks like javelins, though.
Like a Vienna sausage.
Yeah. Oh. It's like as soon as Nipip disappeared, some dude just started doing Nipip's dirty work, but killing people.
Oh, no, guys.
Well, it's awful. Gratefully clap this guy on the shoulder. Tay, it's been a slice.
Hey, how about some sauce?
He'll meet back up with Astra and Patty and say, how did the two of you like the idea of crawling through the polluted slums of Garnish Town looking for this beast?
Oh, Zelf, I think that sounds fun.
When you put it like that.
I love the slums. So authentic.
Oh, God. Fucking
God
Patty.
Damn it.
You have no idea. Actually, Zelf wants to stake out for this dentist.
Okay.
Really?
But it sounds like he's haunting the restaurant district.
Paul's just like, how do I get us into a combat scenario? When we don't have Johnny with us.
No.
Oh, God, it's a great point.
A friendship scenario.
You'll be fine. You'll be fine.
No, we won't.
There's 3 of you.
I bet the 3 of us combined have the same HP that Johnny does.
Probably.
That might be true.
The 3 of you want to stake out, just Paul?
I can't leave him to do it by himself. I mean,
yeah, I'll hang out. Yeah.
That's cruel.
It's fine.
Make a perception check.
Oh, motherfucker.
Patty.
Well, I rolled a one again.
No. I got a 16 on my perception.
Well, I rolled pretty good and I added inspiration. My total is a 30.
Ooh.
Justin, can we be at a 24-hour diner actually named The Stakeout?
Yes.
Yes,
we can. I like that we just answered for good. Justin. Yes, we can.
Eating large steaks. Absolutely.
Large late night steaks. Yeah.
Patty's having chicken fried tofu instead.
Oh, gravy. My God.
And hash browns.
That actually sounds delicious. Maybe I'm just hungry.
Right? I was like, I kind of want chicken fried tofu. It's really good.
So you guys are sitting at the Stakeout Diner eating mythical animal steaks. The night goes later and later. Astra working on the item that Zelf had asked you to make, an alchemical agent using your expertise of printing and ink in order to remove like some of the markings that are redacting certain areas of the journal.
Nice.
You make small talk with your waitress who tells you that the dentist has been out pretty much every night. Huh. Usually it's somebody who has made some sort of public food crime. Like people are becoming more and more unapologetic with Nipip not showing up and they're getting bolder. But every time that they do, the dentist is there.
Oh, God. So it's like a superhero Justin.
Oh, my.
You're there for about an hour before you think that you see something strange out of the corner of your eye. Just movement along the rooftops of a restaurant across the street. It looks like a person like leaping from rooftop to rooftop to you.
Yes.
What would you like to do?
I want to tail him.
The girls with him?
Oh, yeah. Yes. I'm committed to this project. I'm in.
I mean, it's just a guy on a rooftop, Zelf. Do you really think that's the dentist?
Even if he's not, he might have seen the dentist around. Where better than a bird's eye view?
You guys head out of the restaurant into the streets. It's dark, lit only by like the neon of the restaurant signs. You see just a shadowy figure moving deeper into the restaurant district, and you tail him. Make a survival check, Patty.
Oh, interesting.
Maybe I'll roll a little better. Excellent. So that's a 24.
Beautiful.
Nice.
You are able to follow signs of where this guy has been. You end up in front of Zelf, what you recognize to be Theophagy, but is now a restaurant called Carnivore.
Yes.
And you see the chef who was boasting about Unami impaled with a toothpick into the sea of carnivore.
Oh, shit.
Whoa.
We are in a murder mystery now, and I love that.
Oh, no.
I want to remind everyone that the croc chef was cooking and serving unicorns. So I don't think anyone feels bad about that.
I mean, I would have eaten unicorn if that had been an option.
Like if it was served. Like,
sipping on some.
Right? It would be
pink
rude
and
not
purple
to.
Purple bone broth.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a cultural food that you may not be familiar with. That doesn't mean you should just turn it down.
I do like the implication that the unicorn latte at Starbucks in this fantasy world might actually contain
pureed unicorn.
Yeah, I think the Starbucks analog in this game is definitely evil.
As you stare up at it, ooh, I rolled well. Patty, what is your CMD?
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. We are going to get into combat without Johnny. Shit.
Fine. Remember your training.
My CMD is 19.
Cool. While Astra and Zelf are kind of taken aback by this grisly scene, Patty, you stay locked on the path of the dentist. You've seen shit worse than this in your time in Rage.
That's true. I've done shit worse than this.
As you kind of visually follow where he must have went from the sea, you feel something wrap around your legs, and you look down and you see floss, a large amount of floss has wrapped around your leg, and suddenly you're jerked upwards into the sky until you're dangling upside down at the top of this building, and you are face to face with a man dressed in all black, save for a white tooth mask, just a large tooth, kind of ivory that covers his whole face.
Awful.
There are two small holes for his eyes, but otherwise the rest of his face is completely covered.
Oh my god.
Is his breath good?
How's his oral hygiene?
Minty.
His whole person is kind of minty.
Whoa. His whole vibe.
He says to you, "Corruption is sweet, and it's given Milnor a cavity that's rotting it from the inside out."
Oh, I love this guy!
Hell yes!
Fuck yeah!
If someone doesn't step in, the city will never stop licking the lollipop of crime. Welcome to Milnor, Patty Hurts.
Oh my god, I love this so much. Holy shit. Oh my god. I can't believe Patty's caught in a cartoon ankle noose of her own now.
Patty Hurts is gonna become the dentist's Catwoman.
Oh my god, the hygienist.
Okay, we should get Patty down. That should be our priority. We should free Patty.
I assume that there was like a shrill rat like shriek as I was lifted up. Onto the roof.
Oh, this is so cute.
Yeah, Zelf and Astra, you were momentarily distracted by the body that was impaled to the front of a restaurant in front of you.
Gee, huh?
You were on street level. No time really to act before Patty is dragged up behind you, but you do see it happen. You see her, just a speck of white, disappear over the top of the roof.
Oh my god. Patty?
Patty!
Can you hear me?
Justin, can we see what's happening on the roof, or did she get pulled up and over so she's out of sight?
Make a perception check.
Okay. Okay.
Ooh, love to roll things that I'm bad at.
Well.
I got a 7.
Guys, not a great performance on your perception checks.
I spent a inspiration point, which bumped me up to a 19.
19's pretty good. Nice. Zelf, you don't see them where they're having their conversation. You were able to see the silhouette of the dentist. You saw where she went over on top of the roof, and you see that there is a fire escape that you can pretty easily climb up to get there.
Oh, perfect. Zelf is definitely going to take the fire escape, and he's going to shout, "They're on the roof.
After them."
That wasn't obvious.
It wasn't. I did badly on my perception check. Let's go. I think Astra does a really sad little jump where she barely gets any air.
She slips a couple times on the way up, but she makes it.
It's her elbow.
The funny bone.
She accidentally steps on a beaded fringe of some part of her outfit and her foot slips.
Yeah, you guys are able to make your way up the fire escape. As that is happening, the dentist just kind of talking endlessly, you know, continuing to make weird dentist theme wordplay as he talks about, you know, the crime in Milnor. What would you like to do?
Okay, so Patty is going to interject, and she's going to say, "Excuse me, dentist, Mr. Dentist, Mrs. Dentist, Sir Dentist,
Doctor,
Lord Dentist, whatever. I don't know. I don't know what your title is. Dentist, look, I get where you're coming from. I'm a lady of the people myself. I support you. I support your mission. I hate corruption. I hate people being mean to poor people. But this was completely uncalled for. You do not simply swoop people or rats up from the ground to rooftops. It's very startling, especially if you're small. You made me emit an extremely unprofessional squeak noise in front of my colleagues, and I just really don't appreciate the way that you're going about this."
You can see the dentist kind of freezes. And then he starts to scramble, like trying to pull the floss loose from around your legs. He's like, "Oh, sorry. It was so stupid. I shouldn't have tied you up like this. I was just trying to impress you, you know?"
God.
Oh, Patty feels bad now.
What? She feels bad?
It doesn't take much.
It doesn't take much.
"I don't want to make you feel self-conscious, but I'm a huge fan of your work, Patty."
Oh, are you really? Oh, my God. It is so nice to meet a
man.
Oh my god, because she's a vigilante and he's a vigilante.
Holy shit.
Oh my god.
I based a lot of my personality on you. Is that weird to say?
I'm not one to toot my own horn, but I do see myself as an inspiration and a role model. So that is so lovely to hear. Thank you. And you know what? Don't worry about the floss thing. I'm sorry if I was a little harsh. I was just startled. You know, it happens from time to time.
I'll do better next time. Don't worry.
Like, oh, I'm sure
I'm
you will.
I'm all about taking down the elite just like you.
Oh my God. So awesome. Well, I just want to say that you're doing great. And I support you.
How long are you and Mjolnir for? We could do a team up.
Oh my god.
Do you want to get coffee or something?
You know what? That's a really great question. I honestly have no idea how long we're here. I'm with my colleagues. I mean, actually, they're my friends. I say colleagues. I said colleagues earlier because I was trying to sound tough. But they're my friends.
Wow.
But, you know, we're here for something with some dead guy that my friend Zulf has something to do. I don't know. I wasn't really paying very close attention when I was told about it. But, you know, if time allows, I would love to learn a little bit more about your mission and what you're facing here in the mean streets of Mjolnir.
There's a war brewing between Mjolnir's crime families, Patty.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit.
Hell yes.
A cold brew.
A cold brew.
Did you say cold brew? Oh, everybody shut up. Justin, did you say cold brewing?
That's
did.
My favorite.
He did.
And they'll use that to serve a tiramisu of terror to this city.
Yes.
Patty's little whiskers are just quivering with excitement. She is all in. She loves this. And she's going to say, oh my God, that sounds like something that is right up my alley to address. I never want to see the common man trod underfoot of the elite's disputes. But, you know, like I said, I'm not here by myself. I kind of got to get the go-ahead from my team, too.
Yeah, and about that time, Astra and Zelf have made their way up the fire escape onto the top of the roof where you find Patty and the dentist just having a chat. He's, like, wrapping his floss back up to put on his utility belt.
Utility belt. His medicine chest.
Astra yells, untooth her, the dentist. Oh, actually, she looks like she's free.
What? I'm good, guys. Thanks for coming up, though.
Oh, but you're okay? This guy isn't rough-handing you?
You're not going to believe this, but apparently, he's a really big fan.
Oh, okay. Great. Of you? Great. Yeah, that makes total sense.
Patty's just going to nod excitedly. She's like,
did you kill that dude? With the toothpick?
Did you turn that fellow into an hors d'oeuvre?
I knew Johnny would want me to follow up on that.
There's a cavity of crime in Mjolnir, and I'm here to fill it.
Wait, you're going to fill the cavity, but not like in like a job, like you're not going to fill the role of doing crime. Because isn't that what it... No, okay. You're going to be the tooth bit of the filling. I get it. I get the
I'm
metaphor.
The dentist. And then he like sweeps his cape around. He draws one of the toothpicks from his back and he points it at you, Zelf, and he says, identify yourself, chef.
Zelf crosses his arms and says, all right. Would you mind taking your mask off first before you ask somebody else to disclose their identity?
Zelf, you can't just ask a masked vigilante to take off his mask. It doesn't work like that.
I don't really know the etiquette for masked vigilantes. I'm sorry. I'm Zelf, the elf. Listen, dentist, I have a few questions for you. If you know all about the tooth decay in Mjolnir, how do you not know myself? Not to be egotistical, but everybody else I've run into in the city seems to remember me for one reason or another.
Don't you know who I am?
You can see the dentist is kind of self-conscious now, and he kind of leans forward a little bit, like trying to peer through the mask closer at you. I don't think that he knows who you are.
Awesome. So I was going to say, oh, so you're not a local. You're new here.
Inspector Moan.
Right?
I've set my roots in Mjolnir for a while.
Yeah.
I want to use my... assess ability on this guy, and I want to know whether he's a monster or a human or an elf or what.
Okay.
Ooh, rolled a 19 for a 27.
There you go.
Awesome. You are pretty confident, just based on his stature and size, that he is an elf. But beyond that, like, no, there's no exposed features. Every other bit of him is covered in some way.
Great. Well, Zelf turns to Astra and shrugs and says, well, I like him.
Zelf, how do you like everyone? How is this a core part of your character? I don't get it.
I don't like everyone. I like people who commit to their vocation. Really above and beyond.
I guess that does explain some things.
Yeah, it really does. I mean, if he likes Patty, then I mean, that's good enough for me. And if Patty likes him, that's even better.
Patty has no complaints with casual murder, so.
All right, Tooth Boy. I think it was probably a good thing that you killed that guy down there, whatever his name was.
Ooh. Well, okay. I mean, I'm not going to go that far. So is your thing just murdering people around town, or is there like a systematic approach?
I definitely have a mission statement. There are chefs who don't like to follow a recipe. And when they stray, I'll be there to stop them.
What are your assessment criteria? Because that's how we find new foods, is by experimentation.
Wow.
I follow in the footsteps of Inspector Nipip.
Do you know where he is? Do you know what happened to him?
Been trying to figure that out myself. He's a good man, though.
One of the few left.
Would you say he's very handsome and smart? And Estra's going to peer at him really closely. This is the sort of trap that would work on Astra, so she's laying it to him to see if he's inspired
it. I love it.
The dentist says, Inspector Nipip is one of the smartest gnomes I've ever met in my life.
Oh, okay. Hey, I got a question for you. Have you ever killed anybody on accidental?
Accidentally?
Have you killed any innocent bystanders? Is that what I'm trying to ask?
Oh.
No, my toothpicks of justice always find their targets.
Well, that's easy to say. Listen, we haven't been back in town for a while, and we're trying to catch up on things, and it sounds like you know a few underground rumors, some of the dark secrets. Why don't we team up while the three of us are here?
Do it.
I was just talking about a team up. That would be perfect.
For some reason, the kind of person that I trust the most immediately is the kind who wears a mask and has a fake identity.
Okay, but you're going to have to explain this to Johnny when he gets back, okay?
Deal.
By the time Johnny returns, we've all just gone completely evil.
If we're working with the dentist, we each need an alias of our own.
Oh, shit. Yeah, we do.
Oh, fun. Do they all have to be tooth-themed?
Yes.
What? He's going to be the dentist and we'll be the dental assistants?
I'm going to be the pick. A tool for the dentist to root out corruption.
Patty's totally on board.
Wait, no, Patty, you were just talking about not becoming tools.
You
like,
would
you
literally
can't.
Just.
Quiet, mind, Johnny. Quiet.
I want to be the incisor.
Ooh, I like it.
Do you always have biting comments, Astra? No, we shouldn't talk about this at the scene of a murder. Do you have a secret base that we can retire to?
Nice, yeah.
I'm currently in the process of getting like a secret base together.
He's always been here, though.
Right now, I mostly just use the knight as my base.
All right, well, let's find a deeper back alley somewhere.
Agreed.
Self wants to follow his lead to see if that gives more clues about what parts of the city this guy is familiar with, you know, little stuff like that.
Yeah, like the dentist does seem to know his way around Mjolnir. He's doing a lot of like just dramatic vamping with his cape and like overselling things, like just make sure like Patty is watching him.
This is already so unhinged.
You do note that he knows his way around West Mjolnir just as well as he does the restaurant district.
Okay.
So you don't think that he is a super elite who wouldn't dare go to the west side.
Boy, there's a bunch of stuff I want to ask this guy about. I'm in like adventure game mode where there are 7 prompts that you click through in order. The most pressing things, I guess, are like the monster in Garnish Town and the crime in the city. Those are the two hot ones.
In terms of the Beast of Mjolnir, the dentist will tell you that he hasn't specifically run into the beast himself. He's heard a lot about it, patrolling regularly, but he's not seen it. He is on the fence as whether or not he should write it off as like an urban legend.
Perhaps one would say that the dentist is an urban legend.
Oh, I wish. Got him.
He has more to say about crime and crime families. I'm currently on the hunt for one of my arch nemesis, Tin Face. He fell into a vat of candy waste, which disfigured him and drove him criminally insane. You know, Jolly Ranchers, they canonically exist in this world, and his head is like a fucked up, perfectly tin-sided Jolly Rancher. Because he's insane now, he can't make a decision without rolling a tin-sided dice first.
Crying, laughing, listening to this. I can't even
function
right now.
No, no, it's Tin Face.
So anytime he has to make a decision, he has to think of ten options.
It takes so long. It's usually the majority of our confrontations, to be honest.
Jesus Christ.
This guy just lets him.
Well, he can't interrupt his shtick, right? They can't interrupt one another's thing. That's just politeness. Zelf takes this in stride. I mean, the kind of chefs that he did battle with at the Bake Off were at that tier.
That's so true.
That's true. We met them. They were that unhinged.
He's going to ask more about the crime families.
Tin Face's gang is pretty new on the scene, but they have been causing a lot of chaos. Seemingly at random. You know, the Marths may be able to pass themselves off as nobility now, but it's just a crumb coating on a cake of lies. At the end of the day, they're no different than any other two-bit gain in Mjolnir, except that they can operate in plain sight.
Interesting.
Oh, so the Marths have a dark history.
Dark chocolate history. Eh? Right? That's a pun.
For non-chef family to rise in the ranks so quickly in Mjolnir, something must be going on behind the scenes.
God, the fucking Marths. I love that it's one of the families that they have history with.
Yeah.
Hey, there's a restaurant opening, right?
Marth by Marth.
Yes.
The Vilnet Candy Factory. Is that the one that Ten Face fell in?
Yes, the candy factory is
tragic.
A huge source of pollution in Mjolnir.
Of course.
Dumping a lot of candy waste into the rivers.
Oh my God, raw candy waste?
He'll point to the river, and you can see even in the dark some of the fish are like bright rainbow colors. They're like gummies, basically
Swedish fish.
Swedish
fish. It's Swedish fish.
I want Swedish fish so
this
bad.
Is just like a horrible candy land, and I love it.
Well, that's horrible to see.
You hate to see it.
I mean, sugar can really fuck up an ecosystem if you dump it in the river.
Does the dentist know about any notable people who have come to visit the city or are in the city recently? Maybe from the royal family or...
Prince Erling comes and goes as he's dating the fair daughter of the Marth family, Camilla. Mm. I heard that just yesterday, Bantaro Valentine arrived.
Oh, did he?
I have my eye on him.
Oh, do you? You think he's just a mouthpiece of corruption?
That's a good one. Good one, Zelf.
I'd like to get my floss of truth around him and ask him a couple questions.
Well, that makes me nervous.
Is your plan for the crime families just to kill them?
The law here doesn't serve the good people of Mjolnir. You can see by what's happened to West Mjolnir that they are not concerned about their own citizens. They're only concerned about their restaurants. Vilnet, I've heard that he's a good man, but a good person wouldn't have let the city fall apart the way that it has.
So that's not a no and it's not a yes, which is pretty suspicious. Have you thought about trying to find Inspector Nippet at all and kind of working with him?
I would love to work with him. I would love to bring him back. Mjolnir was definitely a better place when he was here.
Well, okay, maybe that's something we can help with, because I don't know if we're going to help with the whole murdering thing. I just don't, that's not really within our wheelhouse. I mean, it's come up, but it's like, it's not something we search out. I feel like finding Inspector Nippet, that's something we could help with, right? Zelf, Patty, you think so?
Nippet is supposed to be the one reading Chairman Naga's will.
Okay, so you're saying we go to the will reading and he'll probably just be there and then that'll be it.
Fingers crossed.
I highly doubt that's going to be happening. And I think we need to take some initiative, guys. Explore the streets. Pound the pavement.
Yeah, I could eat some crab.
All right, well, Self is going to turn his attention to the dentist and say, what is your endgame? Astra asked you and you equivocated. Are you just going to murder enough corrupt chefs until they all run out of town?
Yeah, pretty much. That's his plan. That's definitely what you're giving.
Great. I love it.
I mean, I hate to be critical because we've just met. It doesn't seem like a great long-term plan, but I don't have a substitute.
Patty is all fired up and caught up in the moment of wanting to roam the streets with the dentist. But, you know, deep down inside, Patty and Caitlin both realize that just roaming the streets is probably not the most productive thing for us to be doing.
Yeah, for systemic change, you got to blow up a building.
Exactly. <Yes. laughs>
Patty should definitely teach this guy how to make explosives.
Holy love shit.
Dentist, we'll figure out where to go from here. But, you know, before we leave town, let's you and me get together and talk about compounding.
Excellent. Hell yes.
Do we have a way to contact him? Do we, like, leave a tooth-shaped mark in a window with a light?
He will contact you.
Oh, of course.
Of course he will.
Thank you for listening to Burnt Cookbook Party, and a special extra thank you to all our Patreon subscribers. We really appreciate you supporting us, and we just wanted to let you know that we think you're really cute. Okay, bye. Burnt Cookbook Party is Andrew Hansen as Johnny Brightchild, Caitlin Stadahar as Patty Hertz, Paul Lukemeyer as Zelf, me, Jenna Stieber, as Astra Blepp, and Justin Green as GM and World Builder. Produced by Jenna Stieber, this episode edited by Justin Green.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.